everyone has a smartphone. I think sometimes the perception that these are for young people is not correct. You know, my grandmother, who's 94, has a Facebook account. I communicate with her on Facebook.
Real competition.
that trumps mine.
Are you feeling bad here, Richard?
it is not that hard. You know, if someone shows people, they can get on. But also, you know, the most followed people on Twitter, the two most followed people, Stephen Fry and Sarah Brown. Both of whom are in their 50s. So
Stephen stopped there, hasn't he?
He came back on again last week.
Yeah, he stopped for a short period of time. And I think what they realize, and these are people who understand power, who understand influence, and therefore they understand these are massive tools of power and influence, which is, you know, Stephen Fry's not stupid. He's a commentator in society, and he's realized the power of Twitter to be a commentator and have his voice heard by more people in more ways. And it's a very powerful medium because it's instant. In my world, you know, I look after communications, reputation, PR, so forth. We monitor Twitter now more than we monitor the press because things happen and we have instant feedback. Instant feedback through Twitter. Things that we might not even have realized were an issue for 3 months. You know, we launch a new iPhone while Steve Jobs is on the stage announcing the iPhone. He's not even off the stage yet. And the Twitter reaction is enormous, and we're reacting in real time and learning how to deal with it. So it's a massive phenomenon. I think you can overstate how it's the solution to all problems. But it is true that young people and everyone else, there is a communication revolution going on, and young people are probably more engaged in it than old people, as a general rule. And it creates a divide. It does create a divide. So, but I think it can be overstated.
But one of the questions is, if the mobile phone is the universal instrument rather than the PC or broadband connection, what are the other possibilities and the opportunities it offers up for informal learning to be developed with young people and to overcome some of those other divides we've been talking about? What kinds of things are you involved in or are you aware of at present which are about using the phone?
There's a lot of geotagging outside there with tech in your hand, spatially aware games.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, I'm going to use the term augmented reality here. I can show you an example of an augmented reality app, but you're using kind of a tech-based layer over what's happening in the room now. If you all had the same phone as me and had the same application, when I hold the phone up now, although I can see you through my camera, your name, maybe your wage, or your online name, what you do for a living, appears above your head. I can do this now, right now, with a coffee shops in this area that have free Wi-Fi and good coffee. And I can look at all of the people in my network, what they say about each of those places. This kind of technology has been integrated into games to get people out to play.
The RSA last night. And also, one of your board members runs what I think is probably one of the most innovative uses of technology, and that's young Scott, in terms of opening up opportunity, because young people, it's an information portal for young people, which recognises individual young people when they log on. I think they now use phone technology as well. And it'll say, hello, Fiona, we know from your history that you like sailing. And if you phone up Richard, and here's his picture coming up on your screen, or email him, he's actually running a session round the corner to you. This is the bus route. This is how you get there. That's what time it starts, and you can have a chat with Richard about coming.
Along the same lines, I was privileged enough to be invited into the kind of the back rooms of Xbox during the E3 conference in LA not so long ago, and they had some artificial intelligence technology that ran as standard on their gaming consoles that freaked me out. That's me talking. Right. As I walked in, this kid on the screen, beautiful graphics, throwing pebbles into a pool, turns around and says, hello, Christian. Suddenly realised why I had to send that photograph in 2 weeks ago. Facial recognition. But more than that, non-verbal communication. This avatar, this being on the screen, knew what I was feeling by my facial gestures and my body language. I was having a conversation trying to catch it out, and it was saying, you're trying to catch me out now. I could hand it a photograph and it would not only recognise the person on the photograph, but as I dropped the piece of paper down the back of the screen, he took it and it appeared in the picture.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, and on that this is Mandy.
Note, there is an opportunity for those of you who want to go to Evensong.
Yeah, right. Well, the absolute is there's a certain consolation in getting old.